Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Lily. How can I help today?
Hello, I'm calling on behalf of my dad, Martin, from his business, Martin Gardening Services. So he recently signed with Local Splash, and there's a couple of items pending for his account, one of which I need assistance with right now, which is the Facebook page setup.
Okay, no problem. Let me go ahead and pull that up here just a second. Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
Bricia de la Luz and his daughter.
Yeah, Bricia, thank you so much. And you said this was for Martin Gardening Services, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, so you needed help with creating the Facebook page and granting us access?
Yes. So right now I'm on the page that says Local Splash would like to manage your meta. And the thing is, so he's new to Facebook, so I'm currently, I already made him an account. He doesn't have any pages active, so I put create one here.
Uh-huh.
And then when I created new business portfolio name, I put Martin Gardening Services, and then I selected other. And then I selected create new business portfolio, and then big red text come out and say, could not create the new business portfolio, try saving again. There was a technical issue, and the changes you made to your business weren't saved.
Yeah, business portfolios are different than business pages. I wonder if there's already a Facebook page that exists out there. Let me just double check, it, because if there is, you might just be logged into the wrong account that it's in. Because when pages are created, you have to create them directly from, you know, whatever user account you have with Facebook. But sometimes if you have multiple accounts, you could have created it on the other account versus the one you're in. But let me just check what I see here. One second. Okay, as far as I can see, there isn't a Facebook page that was created in the past, right? That
yes,
you know of?
So I have, my sisters and I, we all kind of tag-teamed this, and I tried to see if he had an account on Facebook with this email, and he did not.
No, okay. Okay, let's see. All right, what we can do, if you would like, we can create the page for you. We just need the profile URL link that we'll use to link it, in other words, for notifications and leads. So your dad, you said he's new to Facebook. He does have a personal account that he just created recently, right, with Facebook?
Yes. I'm using his email that is what you guys have been sending emails to, Martin de la Luz, those 223777@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And are you able to go into that Facebook profile that he created with that email?
Yes, I'm in it right now. And so I also tried a different way to create the page. So I went on the tab that says, 1 second, pages, right? That's how you create kind of that.
Yes.
So I clicked it on pages, and then I put plus create page, and then I put on public page. I went to next. I put get started. I put down his business information, and then it won't let me. I put Martin Gardening Services. And then category, I selected gardener.
Uh-huh.
And then I didn't put anything for bio. I put create page, and it says, an error occurred while creating this page. Please ensure you are following page policies. I'm not sure.
Yeah, no worries. Wrong. Yeah, it's okay. It could be a little confusing because Facebook has so many different, you know, places and pages to click on and different processes. But what I can do is we can create it for you. We really just need his personal page URL. The reason we need the personal page URL is because when we create the business page, we need to link it, right? Like if he was on his personal profile on Facebook and creating his business page. If you're in the Facebook account, to get to the link, we really just have to go to his profile page. Can you go to his profile page where it'll have his profile picture, and then there's a button on the bottom that says add to story?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. Hang on just a second. Okay, right next to add to story, there should be a button with three little dots. Do you see that by any chance? On the right-hand side of it?
Next to add to story, there's a three button. Okay, I found it.
Okay, perfect. Have you found it? All right. So you'll click on those three little buttons, and it'll take you to another page where you'll see a lot of different options, like a list of options. You'll want to scroll all the way to the bottom. And right there, it'll show you your Facebook profile link. Do you see that?
No, sorry.
No? Okay. When you clicked on...
See it.
No worries. When you clicked on the button with the three little dots, does it take you to profile settings?
Okay. No, I didn't, but now I selected it.
Okay, no worries. It might be in a different area. Facebook is making changes all the time with the buttons and things. It might be at the top, but it should be a button with three little dots, and it should take you to the profile settings page. Do you see that?
I'm on settings and privacy right now. Is that the correct one?
No, it should be profile settings. So if you're right on the profile page where you have your profile picture and your cover photo, maybe it's right there at the top right-hand corner where the cover photo is. There should be a button with three little dots. It's just three little dots next to each other. One right next to the other. I'm not sure if you see them.
Because when I'm on his profile, I click on the three dots at the next. On the right, and the options are view as, search as I highlight, profile status, archive story, archive activity log, profile tag settings, and turn on professional mode.
Okay, and there's nothing under that? There's nothing that says your profile link?
No. Profile link. I don't see your profile link.
Huh.
Do I want details about you?
No, let's see. Okay, is there any way that you can take a screenshot of the profile page and send it to us via text message? I just want to see the layout of the page just to make sure I'm guiding you in the right direction.
Yes, I will go ahead and take a picture. And what number would I text it to?
You can send it to this phone number, so it's going to be 877. 635. Oh, sure. Take your time.
877-635.
Uh-huh. 6225.
6225. Okay. 877-635-6225.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to send a picture. It's sending still. Let me see if I can connect to the last message faster.
And you just let me know whenever you sent it. I'm sorry, just so I can make sure to check the system if you don't mind.
Yes, no worries. I tried sending it. It's halfway, I think.
Oh, yeah, okay, no worries. Take your time.
Let me try again. I'm going to try again, but adding the one.
Okay, yeah. No worries. Sure.
Oh, and sending again. It's not sending, it's saying, say that 1-877-635-6225.
Yeah, exactly. It should be the same number you called. That's the phone number you dialed, right, when you called in?
Yes.
Yeah, then it should go directly into the account, yeah, if you just send it to that same phone number.
Would it work if I also give you the password to his Facebook account?
I want to say that you can to make it easier on you, but I don't want to take, credentials for your own security. Let me see what we can do. If you feel comfortable with it, since you just created the Facebook page, I will submit it. But once we log in, we'll just gain access to the Facebook page, and then we will log out and of course delete the credentials, because we really don't want to leave any credentials here on your account. Is that okay with you?
Okay, that's okay with us. Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful. Then we'll do that. I'm sorry, what did you say was the email that you used for the new Facebook page? That's the one we have on file here. Or I'm sorry, which one was it that you used so I can confirm?
It's Martine de la Luz. 22377@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's the one we have. Okay, so that's the email you used, right, for that account? Let me for the Facebook page. Okay. Sorry, just one second. Okay, and what is the password that you use to create the account?
It's capital B, R, I, C, I, A, 6807415, exclamation point.
Okay, let me read that back to you. That's B, R, I, C, I, A, 6807415, exclamation point.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just a second. Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and submit that for you. And yeah, no worries. As soon as we log in, we will create the page to make sure it's linked, and then we'll log out and not use those credentials. So we're just going to log in, give ourselves access, and then log out. That way we can continue to optimize your page and not have to use your credentials. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And once that's done, we'll let you know. I believe it shouldn't take any more than 24 to 48 hours. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Of course, not a problem. And then just wanted to ask, do you know when you'll have, or if you'll have time to do the live video? I'm sorry, not the, just the video verification that was sent over from Google?
Yeah, I actually made an appointment with my dad, so we'll be working on that tomorrow. I think we could deliver it as soon as possible tomorrow night.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. No worries. I just wanted to double check and make sure that we're still in progress with that. So no worries. Go ahead and take your time. We'll check back in case you need help or if there's anything else that's pending here. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Was there anything else I can help with today, Bricia?
No, I think those are the only two things pending for his account, right? Just the Facebook and the video?
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. You have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.